for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
You could do it all. Every last little thing that's on that big to-do list of yours. You could cross it all off. Climb every mountain. Win every award. Invent a system of mathematics. Revolutionize the telescope. Discover gravitational force. It doesn't matter how much you accomplish in life. You will always have haters. Learn to ignore them. Two Flat Earthers Kidnap a Freemason. Episode 5. All My Homies Hate Sir Isaac Newton. Written and created by Jeremy Ellett. Huge thanks to our special guest sound designer for this episode, Tal Minear. Starring Zane Schacht, Jack Carmichael, Lauren Grace Thompson, Matthew Woodcock, Su Ling Chan, Graham Rowett, Abby Espiritu, Ryan Philbrook, Josh Rubino, and Scotty Moore.
No apps. What a loser.
Oh, check the videos.
Am I doing it? Am I doing it?
No. Oh my God, Dad. Just wait, I'll show you.
What's this called again?
Like a scallop.
You're not lying to me, are you, Dubster?
No, that's what it's called.
Now see, I feel like that's exactly what I was doing.
No. Here, I'll show you an easier one.
That might be a good idea.
Aw, she's a cutie.
Probably a deepfake video engineered to add layers of cover to his secret identity. CIA agents used to carry fake pictures of their kids in their wallet. Lies upon lies. That's how they do it.
Look at that beauty. What was that building called?
That? Walt. That's a Walmart.
No. What? That one?
Yeah? Oh my God.
Just You've just never seen one that color before. Go! Go! Go!
Four,
come
baby.
On, number
four.
Three.
Come
got
on.
This.
Four. Yeah!
Oh, you must have cheated. I don't know how you did it, but you cheated.
You owe me a back rub.
Well, would you look at that? I can record you too. Deborah, put down the ceramic hobo clown.
I hate you. And I hate these clowns.
Are you kidding me? That sad hobo clown statuette was irreplaceable. There's the stick. Where's his bindle? What have you done with his bindle? Go, Tarpy! Go, Tarpy! Run! Now, from what I've gathered, you're doing quite well. You've received two hits within six at-bats. I was worried you might have been struggling, but it seems the margin of error is quite wide in softball. Smile. You should be proud of yourself.
Can we get ice cream?
You got two hits in six at-bats. Why, of course you can get ice cream.
Maybe they don't record their secret meetings.
Oh, these videos are just fake plans.
Are you sure?
It's pretty obvious if you know what to look for.
What do you look for?
All the telltale signs.
If you've never woken up trapped inside of a Ventura exotic animal cage with no memory of how or why you're in it, then you have no idea how Walter Clay is feeling right now. So don't even act like you do. For a moment, Walt is only able to make out the blurry image of two faceless figures. He rubs his raw and red eyes, slowly stirring himself back to consciousness. The first things to come into focus are the metal bars surrounding him, and then the strangers in ski masks staring back.
Randy, he's awake!
What's going on?
Hey there, Wally. How are we doing?
What is this? What's happening?
I think you know what's happening.
Let me out of here.
Walt grabs a hold of the cage bars and gives them a good shake. The cage is terrifyingly solid.
Let me out of here.
Good luck. This is a Ventura exotic animal cage. You know what that means, right?
Listen, whatever you want, I'll...
It means you're not getting out unless I let you out.
This model cage is typically used to transport silverback gorillas.
So, unless you're stronger than a silverback gorilla, you're not going anywhere.
So good luck.
I'm not sure who you might have confused me with, but...
No. We know exactly who you are. Walter Clay of 716 Durham Drive, St. Louis, Missouri. Walter Clay, who once posted some very embarrassing poetry online.
How does everyone keep getting my information?
The internet, man. It's really not that hard. Took me 2 hours to find out everything I need to know about you.
Then you know enough to know that I don't have any money to pay any ransom.
Yeah, no shit. We don't want your $613.
We want what's in your brain.
What?
The secrets.
Secrets? What secrets? I don't know any secrets.
This is a taser. If you haven't been keeping up with the news, recent studies have confirmed that a taser shock to the testicles is enough to kill a man. So, with that being said, do you want to do this the easy way? Or do you want me to tase you in the balls?
Again, I don't know if maybe you've mixed me up with another Walter Clay, or...
You know what? Fuck it, I'm just gonna do it.
What? No!
I mean, I should probably do it at least one time, right? That way I can feel like I got my money's worth.
Oh, do it. Do it. But make it an even number of times. Odd numbers freak me out.
How about 0 times? 0 is an even number.
Yeah. Okay, Terrence Howard.
Is 0 an even number?
I'm not sure.
See? Already with the lies. You're not off to a great start, Wally.
No. You haven't even asked me a question yet. What do you want to know?
You can save yourself a lot of trouble if you just admit it.
Admit what?
Admit that you're a top-level secret agent / Freemason / human resources representative who was sent to St. Louis to fire me, silence us, and murder my mentor, Dr. K. All in an attempt to prevent the release of a video that would totally fuck y'all shit up. Big time.
Big time.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't even know who you are.
Don't you, though?
In a not uncommon moment of weakness, Randy's desperate need for attention and name recognition outweighed his desire to keep his identity a secret from his victim, and Randy pulled off his face mask.
Ta-da! Recognize me now?
Where do I know you from?
Randy, I thought we were wearing masks for a reason.
Randy?
Well, now you're using my real name, so you tell me how well the mask worked.
The masks would have worked just fine if you would have left yours on like we were supposed to.
Listen, you say you want information from me. I'm willing to help. Just tell me what it is you want to know, and I'll do my best to answer.
Well, first of all, why?
Why what?
Why everything, man. All y'all's business. You know, what's going on? What are y'all up to? And why?
Why are all the Freemasons working with NASA to hide the fact that the Earth is flat?
It takes Walt a beat to register what Gales just said.
Did you just say that the Freemasons and NASA are working together to cover up some sort of flat Earth conspiracy?
You know that's what I said.
Oh, that's good. Well done. You really sold this bit. You got me. Where are the cameras?
This isn't a joke. This isn't a joke. This isn't a joke. Tell me, right now, what are you hiding?
Nothing. I'm not hiding anything, and especially not anything regarding a flat Earth. Why would it matter if the Earth was flat, or round, or trapezoidal? Why would that be something we wanted to hide? And how could we?
Don't start playing your mind games with me, Freemason. Gale, do not make eye contact with him.
I can't stop, Randy. He's got a hold of my mind.
You let go of my wife's mind right now.
I don't have her mind.
Yeah, it's time.
And with that, Randy leans in and tases Walt in the balls.
Fuck yeah, totally worth the money.
No.
I'm free. I am free.
Think I'd tase you in the balls if this was a TV show? No, that'd be a pretty messed up way to try to dazzle and entertain American television viewing audiences. I'm not Howie Mandel, Gale's in Scary Spice, and you're damn sure not America's Got Talent season 17 winner Rhett Savage.
Please, I have a family.
More like you had a family. You got divorced 5 years ago.
How did you—
I already told you, the internet. The internet never lies, and it never holds anything back. So unless you want me to pay Derby a visit, you might want to start answering some questions.
Whatever you want. Just leave my family out of this.
I think we've been pretty clear as to what we want, Wally. We want you, on tape, on the record, spilling them Freemason beans all over your nice chessboard floor.
We want to sop up that secret sauce with a biscuit. Yum.
Gale, honey, I want you to know that was not only hilarious, it was also a spot-on metaphor for what we're gonna do when all that secret knowledge comes spilling out of Wally's brain here.
Is this about your termination from the call center?
Oh, so you do recognize me.
I'm in human resources, Randy. We do paperwork and listen to complaints. We don't actually make any of the decisions.
This is so much bigger than Clark Communications. This is about saving the world from people like you. You Freemasons are responsible for everything. You control the weather and the world banks, and shit, what was the third thing?
Oh, weren't they also replacing once beloved celebrities with talentless, heartless clones?
No, that's the Jason Society.
Are they not with the Freemasons? I thought the Jasons were the ones who did the weather.
Maybe. We should ask our friend here.
I'm not sure what all of you think you know in regards to Freemasonry, but you shouldn't believe everything you read.
I didn't read it, I watched a video. A lot of videos, okay? And I know you Freemasons are up to some evil shit. So just tell me what it is.
The internet is filled with terrifying claims about who we are and what we do behind closed doors, but none of the things they say about us are true. I swear to you, none of it.
Just so you know, I see through this entire act of yours.
Are you a vampire? You have to tell me if you're a vampire if I ask. It's the law.
Vampire law, is it?
Yeah. So, are you a vampire?
No, I'm not a vampire.
When I come back, you better have some secrets for me. Juicy secrets, motherfucker. Come on, Gail.
Hello? You can't just leave me in here.
Looks like you managed to get us in a royally fucked up situation, old boy.
Oh, piss off, Isaac. Not now.
You know, I was kidnapped once by a group of farmers' daughters. They removed all my clothes, shaved my head, and locked me in a padded sex dungeon for 3 weeks, and I still managed to escape with my virginity intact.
Help!
Yes, that's it. Shout exclamations of distress to your captors. This will surely lead to your escape.
So what is it then, Isaac? Should I just sit here in silence instead?
No, but I think we can both agree that no one really cares when they hear a grown man shouting for help.
Help!
Help! See? Truly, not one fuck is being given by anyone. So there I was, naked as the pig who went to market, and I knew I had to think of something quick or the farmer's daughters would surely be coming back to have their wicked way with me.
I'm sorry I froze up out there.
It's not your fault.
The way he held on to my mind, it felt like he was a vampire.
Well, no, it didn't, because he's not a vampire and vampires aren't real.
I'm not saying he's a vampire, I'm saying that's what it felt like.
Well, one thing's for sure. That was a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. I'm not crazy, right? It was like talking to a brick wall. Dude's lucky I didn't show him the dim mock. Pick the brick. Pachow!
Do you think he's just playing stupid? Like, he's waiting for us to get frustrated enough to let him go?
No. I think deep state operatives must have been tipped off to the fact he was compromised. Then somehow, they managed to remotely wipe specific memories from his brain. Specific memories of...
the secret knowledge.
Bingo was his name-o. That's why he's acting like he doesn't know what we're talking about, because right now, he doesn't.
So, the plan's busted, then. We're screwed. We basically went and got a lemon from the Freemason store.
Not necessarily. Memory wipe technology isn't a perfect science. It tends to leave behind traces.
Cool. But... I mean, he's not going to want to give us the secret knowledge. We'll still have to convince him to give it to us.
That's what torture and interrogations are for.
We should probably consult an expert.
It's Smashed Potatoes! Experience the game the New York Times unironically called an absolute smash hit. From farm to table, you control the entire potato life cycle.
Just skip this ad as soon as... Here we go.
Hypothetically looking to torture someone because you hypothetically have some information you'd like to get out of them. Well, fuck yeah, you've come to the right place. Hypothetically. My name is Sergeant Dirkwerder, and I proudly served 10 years in the armed forces. Now, before I get started today, I just want to remind all of my little enlistees out there to crush that subscribe button. And next...
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
So I walked right up to him and said, "This chromatic aberration is shit, man. Do better." And he was all, oh, if better can be done, then you do it. So I did. Took me like 3 minutes. Everyone in attendance agreed that my telescope was far superior, and then they all clapped. Even took to calling me White Lightning for a time.
Who are you even talking to?
I was regaling you with another classic story from my past. Oh. Now, see, Walter, when I say you've been quite rude lately, This is the kind of thing I'm referring to. Very rude of you to interrupt.
Please! Help me!
Hey, somebody help this guy!
Nice try. This room has been acoustically treated. It is near soundproof. For podcasting, not murdering.
I promise I won't say anything to the authorities. I'll leave St. Louis. Hell, I'll even leave the Western Hemisphere. You'll never see my face again. Ever. We can forget all about this.
If I let you go right now, then all of this will have been for nothing. We're already here, right? You're already in the cage. Hard part is over with. You know, I actually came in here to apologize for being rude.
Best way to make it up to me would be letting me the fuck out of here.
You know I can't do that, Walter. But what I can do is offer you a candy bar.
Brilliant. I'm starving. You know I haven't eaten in almost 2 days now.
We've had you here less than 20 hours, so you can't put all of that on us.
Well, I guess I should have remembered to eat something, just in case I got kidnapped.
Well, I think it's always a good practice to remember to eat something. Whether you think you might be getting kidnapped or not.
Listen, Randy, I'll do whatever you want. I'll call Charlotte and see if we can get your old job back.
I don't want my old job back.
Then what do you want?
Access to the Grand Lodge of Missouri.
Easy. Well, consider it done. We even have tour guides available to answer any and all questions you might have regarding Freemasonry. All much more knowledgeable than I am.
Nice try, you Illuminati swine. You what, want me to show up alone so you and your Freemason brothers can surround and possibly overtake me? Not a chance. But, just to prove to you I'm not an asshole, here's a Snickers. Tell me who killed JFK, and I might let you sniff the Butterfinger.
Oh.
Sorry if it's a little melted, had it in my pocket for a while.
Kind of made a little bit of a mess there, didn't I?
Yeah, you sure did. How are you feeling?
All right then, what's your next question?
Tell me, Walter Clay, what's the secret knowledge you Masons are bound to protect?
What?
And don't try to tell me about the Antarctic Wall or the Firmament, because I already know all about those lies.
What were we talking about again?
How are you feeling now, Walter? Last laugh. He's out, Gail. When did you order pizza?
It's not delivery. It's DiNucci's.
You're wasting my DiNucci's on your vampire test bullshit?
No, I just made it. It's still warm, and there's plenty left. I only needed one slice for my vampire test. And it's not bullshit. Wow, he is really out, isn't he?
Yeah, the 6 ingredients from Under the Sink knockout concoction worked pretty much exactly like they said it would. Except it doesn't look like he shit himself very much, if at all.
Are you sure he's not fake sleeping?
Believe me, I would know. I'm an expert. Ah, see? There's his reflection. Not a vampire.
It's been thousands of years, Randy. They could have evolved. We really don't know the full extent of their modern vampiric powers.
There. Now you slapped him in the face with a slice of pizza. Nothing happened. Are you satisfied?
No. Just wait. Ha!
Had to get him a second time to be sure?
I think there's a good chance he might be non-vampiric. Or at least immune to garlic.
Did you break our broom?
I needed a steak.
Let's hold off on the staking for now. I need that dude alive and talking. My DiNucci's better not be cold.
With his plate of cold food pushed to the side, Randy has a stack of notebooks and loose pieces of paper strewn about before him. A nearby radio plays the newest episode of the Newsham Hour, while Randy furiously tries to keep up with what Newsham is saying while he takes notes.
Sometime in the 1970s, when the Freemasons were able to gain, I don't know what you call it, an edge, maybe? It was also around this time that NASA stopped giving a shit about going to the moon or Mars, and suddenly were content with just helping out on the Space Jam movie. Makes no sense, people. Makes no sense. Why don't they stop going back to the moon?
Hold on. So did we go to the moon or not?
Do you mind if we turn that off while we eat?
You expect me to eat in the dark?
I meant the radio, not the light.
Yeah, sorry. Just need to finish up this last bit before Newsham's next break. And then I can eat.
How much time is that?
40, 45 minutes, tops.
Randy, come on. You need to eat.
I'm not hungry.
Trust them when they built this country. The Fraternal Order of the Free and Accepted Masons, a.k.a. the Freemasons, a.k.a. the reason our country is this way it is right now. Life is hard because they enjoy making it hard. It's not going to get any easier until we get the upper hand on them. Someone needs to get a hold of one of these Freemasons and shake the secrets out of them.
What did he just say? Rewind.
Someone needs to get a hold of one of these Freemasons and shake the secrets out of them.
Talk about a freaking crazy coincidence.
Gail, there's no such thing as a coincidence. That was a sign from the universe. A sign that we're on the right track and no one will be able to stop us. Story's gonna lose an ear.
Do you see anything?
No. Lean him forward so I can check his back again.
Ew, gross. Why is he so wet?
Not a lot of people know this, but all Freemasons suffer from overactive sweat glands. Nothing on the back either.
Randy and Gale stripped Walt nearly naked, searching for secret birthmarks or tattoos. Now, Randy is using a magnifying glass to inspect Walt's skin for Masonic clues.
Downstairs is clear as well. Well, not clear, but you get it.
Did we clean him up? Weird. Nope, that would be weird.
Well, that was a total bust. No secret map tattoos or birthmarks, just a big old bald head.
Where else did it say to check?
Now, if you've successfully shaved their head and failed to find any secret maps, the next step might be to look inside the skull.
Not it.
Tick-tock goes the clock. Tick-tock, ticky-tock. Tick-tock goes the clock, I wait for you.
Two Flat Earthers Kidnap a Freemason. Written and created by Jeremy Ellett. Actor direction by Danielle Ellett. Huge thanks to our special guest sound designer for this episode, Tal Minear. The opening and closing theme for Two Flat Earthers are both by Glad Rags. Additional music provided by Baggio Alvarado, Randy Greer, and for Blue Dot Sessions. Special thanks to our associate producers, Daniel Naruta and Anthony Sigmund Lowry. Be sure to check out our other shows, The Subjective Truth and The One Stars. If you'd like to help Good Point make more weird audio fiction, then visit patreon.com/goodpoint. If you enjoyed listening to this episode of Two Flat Earthers Kidnap a Freemason, please leave us a rating, review, codex, or riddle on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get podcasts. Stay tuned, because after today's episode, we'll be bringing you a sneaky preview of another show we love.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.